The Pleasantville Trojans have gotten off to a promising start to the 2019 season. After a 3-6 campaign last year, the Trojans sit at 3-1 heading into district play. A lot of the success can be attributed to what Pleasantville has been able to do on offense. Their three wins, the Trojans have scored at least 45 points. Cale Anthony has been an absolute beast as the offensive leader with 791 rushing yards through the first four games. And while the Trojans had their way on offense last week against Albia, it was the defense that was all over the field and prevented Albia from hanging close. The Pleasantville defense had six takeaways.
It's just a testament to their hard work and the playmakers we got over there, and it was really exciting to see, you know, Colby Jarvis with a cast on his thumb get two interceptions and return all the way to the house, and he showed some speed on that one for sure. And I think Cale Anthony's strip return of an 85-yard fumble was a humongous game shifter, momentum shifter for us. I mean, they were marching. It was, what, 33-14 or something at that time, and they were marching in to score and make it a lot tighter game, and that was just a humongous momentum swing and a huge play by a huge playmaker. So just being able to do that is really obviously a huge thing for us, and we just hopefully can continue to do that through district play and just keep playing better and better. And if you ask our defensive coordinator, he'll tell you there's a lot of things we definitely need to do better, but we're always that way, right? There's things you need to improve upon, or there's no point getting out there and practicing and playing.
Colby Jarvis had a 55-yard pick six, which was one of two defensive scores in the game for Pleasantville.
I was kind of watching the quarterback in the backfield as my guy was crossing my face, and I saw him release it. And I was kind of running to get in front of my guy, and I noticed he released it really late. So it just kind of hit me right in the chest, and I just took it back, ran right up the middle.
Jarvis sustained an injury earlier in the season, and while things have been a little difficult to adjust to with a cast on his arm, he feels like he has things figured out by now.
I broke my thumb in the first game of the season, had to miss the second one, was back for the third one, and then Albia. But it's been a little weird trying to learn how to catch with the broken thumb. We had to wrap it up really thick, but I think I've managed. Got pat down the interception part of the game.
The Trojans got another defensive score in the game, this time a scoop and score by Cale Anthony. His approach? Fairly simple. See ball, get ball, score touchdowns.
Coach always teaches us, if you see the ball, grab it. It's like shark with blood. And if he was wrapped up, and what's better else to do than grab the ball and score a touchdown?
One of the things this Pleasantville program hangs their hat on is the fact that their main focus every game leading up every week is just doing what they have to do, doing their assignments to the best of their ability. They could spend time adjusting their schemes, changing game plans for each and every opponent, but they know that if they play to their full potential and play mistake-free football, they'll win their games. Trojan senior Brady Wiseman says that while they faced a completely different offense last week than what they'd been used to seeing all year, their defensive philosophies did not change.
We just knew that the D-line had to get pressure on the quarterback and make him hurry up, and we all knew that the D-backs and the linebackers would do their job and cover their guys well.
Defensive coordinator Jason Anthony echoes that sentiment, saying that it's a group that's always well-prepared and operates as one unit.
I think it's indicative of the way the kids prepare. Way the kids' mindset is towards defense, they play as one. You know, we always talk about know where your help is, and those kids really tune that in and practice very intentional, and so those little things reveal themselves in big ball games.
The team and defense in particular faced a pretty big setback in week three against Earlham, where the Trojans gave up 48 points and were dominated by Earlham's ground game. Coach Anthony credits his group for not hanging their heads and getting straight back to work to get better.
Football is a game of adjustments. I think I learned that from some wise coaches many moons ago. And having a great staff like that, it makes it even better when you have young men that show up every day. And, you know, when we came back from the Earlham game, there was no feeling sorry for yourself. There was no looking in the past. It was only looking forward. And the way that these kids practiced, the way they approach things, their training, their mindset, their film study, I don't want to say cliche, but it's kind of a privilege to be around people like that.
The district schedule looms on as Colfax Mingo comes to town for this week's contest. Jarvis says their offense is a bit more diverse than what they faced last week, but it's something they'll be ready to defend.
They're a lot like Albia, they're a really big pass team, but like Jorth said, they're really good at running the ball with their quarterback, so mainly our up front and linebacks should kind of put a little bit of pressure on the quarterback. Should I give him, throw them wacky balls? And he's not very accurate, so it should be a good week for us. A lot of crossing routes, what we've seen for Albia as well. So should be pick city for us out there.
As has been the case all season, confidence is certainly key, and the Trojans have done an excellent job of humbly showing it all year. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm John Moinkle.